And if it was not for your fateful encounter with Ayn Rand, what beliefs do you think you would hold today? And what profession would you have? Well, I have no idea. That's impossible for me to answer. I can just tell you, before I met her, I was in total mental chaos. I had no idea even what the word philosophy meant. I was completely intellectually ignorant. I had no real ideas of my own. For instance, I wasn't religious. I wasn't atheistic. I wasn't agnostic. If you asked me, I'd say, I don't know. I had some vague generalities. You know, I love the Fountainhead, but I did not connect it to a way of life or to the importance of ideas in life. All that I got from meeting Ayn Rand. In her first meeting, she taught me philosophy, philosophic questions have objective answers, and that philosophy is what moves the world. And that, of course, changed everything. But myself, I was certainly not philosophic creator. I think there's only been three real philosophers, three or four in all history. Aristotle, Ayn Rand call that two, Plato and Kant. And God knows I was nowhere in that league. So I don't know what ideas or if I would even have pursued ideas. As to career, I was in pre-med because my father was that. I hated it, but I didn't have any idea where else to go. What would have happened to me? I can't guess. Maybe at best I would have had a hardworking, unhappy, confused, frustrated life. And at worst, who knows what awful detour or escape I might have sought. I was an idealist, but I didn't know what that meant, what was right and what was wrong. So I was on the road to nowhere. And then with this whole chaos, confusion, everything, I entered her living room, and the first evening, she gave me the world. I hope that's an answer. Now, I don't mean to imply by this that I'm a completely worthless human being. I'm answering on the level of, you know, what were your ideas? But presumably I had some good qualities to be able to hear her and immediately embrace it.